Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
First of all, I do these podcasts once in a while, so this is a disclaimer that everything I say, while it's true, it is a real life part of a podcast, because podcast is an artistic form. It is within the law. It's not what I say in my previous podcasts and current ones is not to hurt anybody. It's within the law, but at the same time, it's creative self-expression, and I'm a creator. Not just with musical instruments, but also talking, singing, and writing books, acting. I do it in, I have a variety of ways. So that's what it is. So I leave it there. Okay. Now, I had a bad day of practice at playing the keyboard. It happens. It's going to happen as a musician that I'm going to have a bad day. I didn't really have a bad day because I do love you. I added a new melodic piano solo in between. So that was perfect, just about perfect. The problem was that Take Away My Dreams, the regular version was okay, but I wanted to add a new intro, and then I wanted to add a new solo, and I was all over the place. And then I realized that's going to happen for a professional musician or for a singer. I'm going to have days and off days, but that's what practice is. Practice is to practice make perfect. And, you know, practice makes perfect. And I play my Hollywood Dreams Guitar, which I play 99% of the time perfectly. And I, for reasons, you know, I got tired, you know, being an inspired creator. I get tired playing the same thing, unless I'm playing it in concert or playing for somebody, which I'm not. So I try to be innovative. So I'm going to practice tomorrow at least these two songs to see if I can get it down, which I will. But the problem was I couldn't improvise today. I can play the song, which I didn't want to, like on Hollywood, on my summer songs. I didn't have that innovative, natural propensity to innovate on a keyboard, you know, make up new melodies, and being spontaneous, pressing the key and come up with a new song. And that happens. I hope I don't have writer's block because a week ago, I did play the keyboard okay, but my voice was off. But that's part of that's normal, and it's gonna happen because I wrote all these songs. The thing is, I'm not playing somebody else's song. I'm writing my own songs that I create on the keyboard. Sometimes I write a song using my voice, you know, a melody, you know. The lyrics are so easy. I just come up with a word, but I have to write the keyboard because I am a musician, and it takes time. Now, some of the songs that I play, like I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, or Basic Jam, which I wrote, evolve over a long period of time. I write it a certain way, then I add a certain way. So maybe it's one of those songs that it takes a while. But there are other songs that I instantly make. And I made so many songs, 20 or 30 songs or whatever, how many, within a year from using the keyboard. And it was such a joy to make, but it is going to happen once in a while being a professional musician. I realize that I'm not perfect. So because of that, I try to do the best I can, knowing that when I write a song, because I'm writing these songs, it's not just, you know, any old song, I'm writing that melody on the keyboard, I have to just give myself a break. That's part of life. I'm not going to be perfect. I like to be perfect at practice so I can get practice. So because I did go on like podcasts and play "I Do Love You" in public, a tape version, or where you can hear me actually play on the keyboard. So you know, in front of people or something, it'd be different. It would have to be, you know, in good shape. I want to bring that up because there was something that was kind of really horrible that happened to me, where when I was singing in practice with a jam band, I was screaming in a rock band, you know, screaming, but we were practicing. My voice was not at all up to par, but I wasn't on the stage. And some very, I would call an ignorant, an evil person, didn't want me to sing the lead in the group based on how I sang at practice. How I sang or how I play at practice is not for performance. It's not for an audition. It's not for it's not for other people to hear. It's for me to feel good about my skills. And that is what it is. It's about getting my skills down so I can feel good to go on stage or to release these songs. And you know, that's so important for me to talk about that, because that was unfair to me, because I was not in front of a crowd. And they were even comparing me to groups like Motley Crue, how they found Vince Neil. First of all, that's a totally different thing. The band that I want was just jamming. You know, Vince Neil, they discovered Vince Neil because Vince Neil was on stage. He sold out that club. I was not on stage singing. It wasn't how great my voice was in front of a crowd or what I can do in front of a crowd. It was about what I was doing behind doors in practice, which is so unfair. Because we're just practicing. When I go on to a recording, then that's different. I'm not saying I have the great voice, but that's not fair. Because I was not doing this for no hobby, as I wrote those lyrics to "I Want My Heart." I'm doing this to make it in the show business. I believe that person had really tried to undermine that jam band. That was a long time ago. So a reminder of me that when I practice or whatever, that is for practice. When I'm on stage, that's where I shine. That's what everybody should do. But some days we have good days and bad days. And it's part of the human nature. Fortunately, being a struggling artist, living where I'm at, I also realize that when I create and write these original songs, I can't just write these original songs if it gets real loud. Because they're not real loud. You can't hear unless you open the door, because I don't play for anybody. But when I put my songs online and release it to the public, I always have to make sure that they are copyrighted and published before they are released, because these evil dream killers, or what I say, were going around saying that they had used my song on soundtrack, that I gave permission, that they stole it. I don't want to have to go to court for this, and I'm tired of bringing that up. I like to be positive. But the news, but hearing this on a daily basis, realize how jealous people are or threatened by my ambition to be an artist. Being an artist is a great thing. I have integrity, okay? So I write my songs, have up and down days, and I play it really good and so on. But it's not, you know, I also realize if it's original, I have to add it to BMI or ASCAP, which I'm a member of, and to make sure that I do that, because it's part of making that dream happen, even no matter what my age is. And I want to tell everybody, from my point of view, if you write a song, whether you wrote the lyrics or you wrote the music, and that's a universal thing, everybody knows what a songwriter is, of the lyrics or the music or both. Like I write those songs on the keyboard, the music, and then I have to make up songs, what make up the song, the other part of the song, by making up the words and sing it, the lyrics. Protect your music. Join a song licensing organization and copyright it. Be because I had people who made up false allegations that I somebody else owned my publishing, like Big Lucky Guy. I mean, they do it all the time. They say they put it on the contract. I will have to go to court, but I don't want to deal with this negativity. But I know that I have to protect my songs. I wrote the song. See, the problem is not, you know, writing the song is the problem. The problem is that somebody else wanted to jeopardize that talent that I have, that gift. So when I write and play I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, and the song that you heard, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True Part 2, you will hear that part of the keyboard melody on that song, I written part of the music, and I written all the words. And in the original version, I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True Part 1, it has the words and a different melody. But part of that melody that was on the original version went on to the part two. But with I really want to be with you, and I'm over you. I'm always involved with the songwriting, either the lyrics and, you know, not just the lyrics and producing, but coming with that melody. I earned it. I went in the recording studio and made it in my living room, wrote those words on a notebook, or go on the stage and sing out, make out all these spontaneous words or make out spontaneous melodies on the keyboard to have a song. And I earned it. For someone to say that, that's not my song. I mean, what are they talking about? I mean, a narcissist, a sociopath should not get in my way. And don't let no narcissist, sociopath get in your way. Protect your music. That's all I need to say. Because I deal with that every day. I don't know why. Maybe because they hear my songs on the radio, and I don't even consider myself that famous, but I guess to them that they think I am. So I guess I do have some fame. But do I have to deal with that? I didn't realize some people were that jealous. But I'm trying to be positive because I have integrity as an artist, and I have to protect my music. I always have to be aware of where I'm going and what I'm doing. So when I have a bad day of practice, it's just part of life. I didn't play it right today, but I know I will play it better tomorrow. It happens once in a while, or sometimes. That's just life. But I wrote the music. Those keys that I'm writing it. The lyrics is just, you know, the inspiration is that I've written a book about this, which I will talk about in another podcast, which you can hear on Spotify and so on. When I came to L.A., I was writing lyrics from a notebook, and I was homeless, and I couldn't afford no instrument. I had no keyboard or no guitar, which I eventually did, a guitar for a short while, and I did have a keyboard. My friend gave me a keyboard, and I started writing these songs. And I was writing so many lyrics because I had to write a song. I had to write part of a song. And I had no idea that when I written those lyrics, it took me like over a two-year period because I was homeless. And I had my suitcase coming from Buffalo or coming from New York City and whatever. I had this brown suitcase, and I had those yellow lyrics. So during that two period of time, we're finding a place, and I actually was doing things musically. I was on stage in Hollywood. I was going to concerts. I was trying to sing and doing all that when I had a place to stay, and then I didn't, so I was on and off the street. And then 2 years later, I just made the demo, and when I made the demo, I had those lyrics inside my suitcase, and I still had the same suitcase. And it was a whole bunch. I said, I remember these lyrics 2 years ago. So that's how it is. It's just evolving. But the music part is a variety, diversity. I diversify by using my voice or using the keyboard. And it's really, being a fledging artist, it's been very hard all those decades and years. So that's where I'm going, and I'm going to continue to believe that my dream will come to me. And I hope your dream come true too. one day at a time. You know, it's, I don't know what my life is. You know, my life has evolved into something that is just part of what has occurred that I accept, but I do have control over it. I could not imagine, you know, if I was a young boy, me going to Hollywood to be a star, I would never imagine that. But I was an artist as a child, but it was more graphic and then musically evolved to where I can write that song and especially sing it for you. So thank you for listening. I will talk about the next topic, which the next topic, I don't know when, but I'll talk to you guys soon on Twitter and around the world. Thank you very much for listening from Dove Knight.